This should be a treat. We welcome to the program in this segment, Hot Sports Opinion Guy.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. Finally.
That's your name?
Finally, yeah. Yeah, Hot Sports Opinion Man. Yeah, you okay. Said guy. Now, of course you got it wrong. Typical of you. Lazy broadcaster.
Well, that's a hot opinion right out of the gate.
Yeah, glad you guys are finally having me on. I know you've been ducking me for a while because you felt that your little your pee listeners there got a snoot full of my HSO firing bazooka gun. They'd never again sell for your two lame asses.
Yeah, it is the first time we've had you on. Welcome to the show.
That's right, despite the fact that my manager's been trying to get me booked on your program for about 4.5 years now. Four and a half years. I've been waiting on the sidelines while I have to listen to you guys give half-qualified statement after half-qualified statement. Limp sports opinion after limp sports opinion. Well, now it's time for the real stuff, pal.
Okay.
Okay. What do you want to fire off about?
Point number one, coronavirus isn't a virus that originated from China. It's a lie told by Madison Avenue to get you to buy more Purell and Lysol. You heard it here first.
All right, that's a conspiracy theory almost more than a hot sports opinion.
It's a hot sports opinion, too, because a lot of people don't have the guts to say such a thing. I'm willing to come on your airwaves and risk your broadcast licenses and saying it.
Yeah, please don't do that. And we don't agree with everything this man says.
The science will eventually... I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
Hello? No, you go ahead. No, you're good. Go.
The science will eventually be pretty clear that half the people who believe that the coronavirus is a real virus that originated in China also believe in Santa Claus and that Nicolas Cage is a good actor.
All right, this is a pretty...
Yeah. This is a pretty. Go ahead. What do you got to say?
Well, it's a pretty devastating thing we're going through right now, hot sports opinion man.
Let me ask you this. Have you known anyone who's had coronavirus? Personally?
Yes.
Personally?
Indirectly.
Okay, that sounds real personally, doesn't it?
Thankfully, no.
The second wad I'm going to shoot for my HSO firing bazooka gun.
Okay.
I think the government needs to shut everything down. Shut everything down. If we don't shut, this sounds a little bit contradictory, but it's so hot, I have to issue it. If we don't shut everything down for the next 12 months, everyone you know will cheat on you, steal your money, and then die on your front porch of coronavirus while leaving a fake suicide note blaming you for touching them in the pants while they're sleeping. This is going to be the case. This is what's going to happen. Listen to how hot that sports opinion is. Entire world down because everyone's going to die on your front porch after cheating on you and stealing your money.
Sounds like you're just blasting away from both sides. You don't care.
I don't care. No. These wads are coming at you. They're coming at you at hot sports opinion speed, too.
Do you have your own
call
show?
Call them bullets.
Yeah, call them bullets. And do you have your own show, or do you do a podcast or anything? Or?
No, I don't have my own show. I've been waiting on hold for 4.5 years. You think I've had time to build up my own show?
I don't know if you got all these hot sports opinions.
To me, man. All right, George, get ready. Prepare for my third wad to go all over your face, this wad from my HSO bazooka gun.
Let's come up with another name for your opinions.
Don Shula was not that great. Don Shula was the most overrated coach in the history of not only football, but of baseball, basketball, and hockey, too. That's pretty wide-ranging.
Well, he's the all-time wins leader in the NFL, had an undefeated season, incredible winning percentage.
So you say, have you ever personally known those facts, or have you just read about them?
I've personally witnessed a lot of those facts, yeah.
You personally witnessed which of those facts?
Well, then he won Super Bowls. I witnessed the undefeated season of 72.
What
do you mean,
Yeah, here you go. Fourth wad, I'm going to shoot from my HSO firing bazooka gun, this time on your back.
Terrible.
I watched this Michael Jordan documentary that's going on.
Last Dance.
Very revealing to me. And I think the biggest reveal was that Michael Jordan wasn't that great at basketball.
I don't think that's been revealed.
It has been revealed. I watched the highlights, and it appears to me that most of those shots that he made were lucky.
No, nobody is taking that from The Last Dance. Nobody.
Michael Jordan was lucky.
I mean, think about this. Think about this. Let me ask your listeners this. A lot of them, which are new listeners now than when I first got on hold with you 4.5 years ago. A lot of new people right. joining us since then.
Yeah.
But if Michael Jordan was so great, why isn't he still playing? You ever thought of that?
Well, that's a ridiculous point. Yeah. He's aged out of the game.
Yeah, he's in his late 50s now, so that really doesn't compute.
But if he's as great as people were telling us he was, age wouldn't affect him like it does other players.
Well, he's still human.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Listen, bottom line, Kobe was a lot better, at least before Kobe seized control of the plane and did whatever he did. But
he did not seize control of any plane.
A helicopter.
He was a passenger in a helicopter.
Listen, here's the fifth wad. Fifth wad coming at you. Fifth and
this
final
bunker,
wad from the HSO
bunker's,
bazooka gun.
This bunker's getting way too messy.
No. This one's going on the stomach, and some of it's going to drip down. But anyway.
Stop it.
This one may pull in the belly button of you, but fifth Hot Sports opinion. I should be hosting this show every single day. I should be hosting this show. At least give me one full show a week. That's what I'm asking for. That's what I'm demanding.
Well, you can demand all you want. It's not going to happen.
I tell you, how about I head to that little secret bunker of yours and just haul off and put a big old size 12 Justin boot right up your ass.
Bring it on.
Ooh.
Bring it on. How big old boy are you?
George. All right, George, I'll be there. When you're getting in your vehicle, you just may find a hand come out from under that vehicle and grab you right around the ankle and drag you up under. Okay, buddy?
I doubt it.
All right, Hot Sports Opinion Man out.
All right, see ya. There he goes. First time ever, Hot Sports Opinion Man.